This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You are listening to Going Global on Enterprise, where we speak to promising local tech companies about how they became regional and global players. On the show today, we have one of the leading digital security providers in Southeast Asia, Securemetric Technology. Securemetric's core focus is in the software licensing protection, two-factor authentication, advanced identity and access management, and a whole bunch of things I don't really understand. But to tell us why we should take the time to understand what Securemetric does and how they are changing the cybersecurity landscape in the region is co-founder and CEO of Securemetric, Edward Law.
Edward Law, the CEO and also the co-founder of Securemetric. Basically, I started my first career after my graduation into the IT hardware distribution. And after about 5-6 years into the first work that I've been in, I wanted to have some changes. And I decided to actually to try into digital security. So in 2001, in fact, I first founded SoftKey, another company, basically very much focusing on distributing third-party security devices, you know, like we supply security, like software licensing protection security to software company, smart card reader, and so on and so forth. And after a few years into the business, we realized doing trading business in IT will not last too long. Right, so we decided to start adding in our own in-house innovation. We wanted to actually start building up and developing up our own solution. That's why we started up the Securemetric in 2007. So we start to actually innovate ourselves. Yeah, and that's why today we are here. Right.
You didn't see a future in just being a trading business distributing third-party IT like provider.
Yeah.
Why did you feel that you needed to take things in-house and do things yourself?
Okay, over the years when we was the distributor for third-party products, we feel there is a lot of restriction and limitation, you know, as a distributor because you don't control the source. Okay, you do not control the source code and it's very difficult for us to perform product localization or customization, you know, according to the market requirement. So, by having our own in-house innovation, it actually strengthened our domain expertise. At the same time, it actually enabled us the capability of localizing, you know, our product and solution to fit the market. In fact, this has been one of the key success factors, you know, for Securemetric so far.
All right. Yeah. So what is your current role like at Securemetric? And what would you say has been your role in growing the company to what it is today?
I, of course, as a co-founders and the CEO, I have to drive basically the corporate strategy, you know, of the company. And I very much actually look after the business development department. So means to bring in the revenue, right? So, but today, basically, my role are very much focused into, you know, strategy partnership and also strategic project client. You know, other than that, basically, I have my teams of leaders who actually help me to look after, you know, the rest of the functions, actually. Yeah.
Speaking of digital security, what would you say was the pain point that Securemetric hoped to solve when it first started?
When we first started, you know, like 11 years ago, I would say during early 2000 until probably 2007-8. In most countries in Southeast Asia, I would say cybersecurity or digital security are still very much at the managerial level. Right. So they're actually giving us quite a hard time whereby sometimes our proposal doesn't actually reach to the board, you know, and doesn't proceed. But in the recent few years, what we actually obviously notice is actually now the digital security issue have been actually passed to the board level. So which mean, you know, is much more the awareness of the importance of digital security has been become more and more important, and that have been actually given us a much better position, you know, to promote our solution to those company in the regions.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you could describe some of the innovations your company has developed and is currently developing.
Okay. Basically, in our company, we develop our own software licensing protections solution. We call License Donker. This is basically a security solution together with a small USB device that we supply to help software company to protect their software against piracy, to actually ensure only paying customer can run and use their software. Okay, this one. And we actually also develop our own in-house two-factor authentication solution, both on the hardware devices and also the back-end authentication system. So for two-factor authentication, it's basically aimed to secure application access to ensure only the authorized users can basically access into perhaps a web application. You know, like e-banking, you know, network access, and so on and so forth.
Right.
And after that, we actually also very active, and I would say, especially in the recent few years, probably to be one of the leading PKI system builder in the regions, where we actually offer a complete end-to-end PKI solution for government, financial institutions, or perhaps enterprises that who wanted to deploy PKI.
What is PKI?
Right. PKI, full name is actually called Public Key Infrastructures. It's actually one of the security infrastructure solution that actually enable us to issue digital certificate.
Okay.
So with the digital certificate that issued, will be able to establish a very strong mutual authentication without sharing any common share secret. Which means I can send you an encrypted file and you can open without needing me to send you the PIN number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would think that most of your customers would be it's mostly a B2B setup, is it not?
We have both basically B2B and B2G. We also have quite a numbers of government agency across the region as our client as well. So we don't actually limit, you know, as long as if there's any organization actually come forward to us, you require our services, we will be there.
Maybe you can tell us, give us some examples of corporate projects that you've been involved in.
Sure. We have done quite a numbers of high-profile projects in the regions. To name few, perhaps would be like the Philippines National PKI. That is actually where Securemetric has successfully implemented a turnkey PKI system, you know, for Philippine government, which is actually part of their national's digital security agenda to enable e-government services. We also actually successfully implemented a government PKI for Vietnamese government. If you're actually talking about enterprises, Lazada, for instance, we have helped them to migrate, you know, to a new PKI system to basically help them to secure the entire data centers, you know, of Lazada, you know, internationally. And of course, we also have dozens more, you know, financial institutions that basically we was appointed to secure, you know, the online banking, you know, system and so on and so forth. Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break to squeeze in some messages right now. But when we come back, Edward Law is going to tell us a bit about the challenges he faced when setting up Securemetric technology. Going Global will be right back after this. BFM 89.9.
Bankers, financiers, and moneymakers. BFM 89.9.
You You are listening to Going Global on Enterprise. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is the co-founder and CEO of Secure Metric Technology, Edward Law. Edward, before the break, you were talking to us about working in the Philippines, working with Lazada, working with the Vietnamese government. How do your customers find you?
I think always is a very good question. So, I would say why most customers actually, you know, like to work with us, probably because we understand them, right? I think this is actually one of the key things that, you know, perhaps not only me, but also to many others, Malaysian entrepreneurs, when they actually wanted to expand their business regionally. You can't actually penetrate the market without yourself really go there and try to understand the market. And after many years into the regions, we actually identify one of the key important factors for IT company like us to be able to break through is basically to invest into localization. So when I actually talk about localization, it's not just about localizing your solution, but also to localize your team, your services. So like Circuit Metric, basically what we believe is to hire the local, train the local to serve the local. So together, you know, with a solution that have been localized to fit the local market, then it actually helps us to penetrate the market. And the next very important factors, of course, is to keep our promises. We don't simply promise, but whatever promises that we have given to our client, we must deliver.
And then, of course, via word of mouth, people come to Secure Metric.
Correct. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. And who else would you say is in this space when you talk about competition, right? Who would you say is your biggest competitor?
I would say most of our competitors will be some of the global players. For instance, like Gemoto, you know, Entras, Wasco. You know, probably those are basically, I will see them as our competitors and of course also a target that eventually we aim to surpass them.
And what would you say makes your products unique? How were you able to distinguish yourself and create brand loyalty and credibility in the digital security industry, aside from what you said earlier about localizing your product and services?
Okay, I think the other very important points that I would say that we are able to make our customers more sticky, you know, to us, is actually to ensure we always committed to offer high quality support and services to ensure whenever customer need us, we will be there. And of course, very importantly, to ensure that our solution have designed to be secured at the same time, still able to achieve very very good user experiences to ensure, you know, when the end users who actually using it, you know, involved with this security doesn't actually affect the user friendliness of the application.
Just this is a personal question. How do you anticipate the landscape of cybersecurity evolving as we see rapid advancement in all this technology and increased digitization in the industry and as a consumer? Do you foresee any issues? How do you see the landscape changing?
I were definitely seeing, you know, security basically will be moving towards mobile. Of course, you were basically seeing that, you know, there will be more innovation to be done to the mobile segment to ensure eventually, you know, when users using their mobile phone, you know, to perform any critical transaction, everything has been well protected. And this actually is not an easy challenge to address because, as we all know, it's quite difficult and quite challenging, you know, for any service provider to prevent end users wrongdoing using their phone. So that's why as a security vendors, we have to find a different anchor, a different way that we still able to protect, you know, the targeted application without worrying what will happen to the phone. Which means, to one day, it should achieve to a level even if mobile phone has been compromised, the mobile application still can execute securely. The next thing that probably is also under our radar is to enable security solution to work better into IoT. You will see more and more electronic devices actually come with, towards that directions. And of course, in view with the limitation of processing power for most of the IoT devices, if to compare to computers or mobile phone, security solution that designed for IoT have to be lightweight but still secure. So that is actually I see, personally.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we're about to move into some of the challenges that you faced when setting up Secure Metric. You said earlier, first, of course, pivoting from being wholly a trading company into providing digital security solutions. What other challenges did you face in those early days?
I think in early days, of course, the challenges is actually to make, you know, big client, big company to buy us, you know, to accept, to give us chance, you know, to try us. And it's really not an easy journey, I would say, you know, especially when you're still small, you really need a lot of courage, you know, when you can actually still motivate yourself to keep trying, even you receive 100 no. Right. So I see the persistence that, you know, my team have holding strong that has actually helped us to overcome this challenge in the early years. The next challenge that I would like to highlight, you know, especially when we venture into overseas, and during the early years, we still do not have the MDEC gain program in place. And of course, you know, when we actually enter into an overseas, we have to find everything by ourselves, you know, inclusive like how to set up, how to register a company, where to look for the office, where, you know, auditors, lawyers, you know, everything. We have to do it by ourselves. But I'm looking at those MSC's company right now under GAIN program, they are very lucky because MDEC have done all the groundwork for them. You know, they can just join those mission trip and basically, they already provide a platform for them to start. I think, yeah, with MDEC GAIN, then I think some of the key challenges have been well addressed, but not during our early years time. Yes,
We'll come back to that. We'll come back to the GAIN program in just a bit. But I'm just curious. In those early years, you started almost 11 years ago. What was it like knocking on doors, telling big corporations that they really needed to take security and cybersecurity, the threat of cybersecurity, more seriously? Was that hard? Was there pushback to that in those early years?
Yeah, I still can recall in the early years, we have to do a lot of, educational effort, you know, that include organizing our own conferences or perhaps, knowledge sharing session by inviting clients or potential clients to attend. So those are the effort that basically what we try to share with them are those bad incident that already happened elsewhere, but maybe at the time it still not yet happened.
Like worst case scenarios.
Correct. Yeah. So by showing, you know, those real cases that have been happened elsewhere, at the same time sharing them the best practices or the right way to overcome or to prevent it, in fact, that actually helped us to gain, you know, some of the important interest, you know, from some of those prospect who eventually become our client afterwards. So I think like what my sales team practice so far is we believe in consultancy sales. We don't believe in typical, you know, push selling. So what we do is that, you know, when we actually trying to approach any of our leads or client, we were first trying to understand what are their problem, what are the challenges that they have. And then based on that, we will then try to think and try to advise them what could be the right solution, you know, to address their problem statement. By doing that, actually can give us quite an effective sell-through, you know, subsequently. Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that was when you first started, yeah, like almost a decade ago. What about today? What would you say are the challenges that you face today in trying to keep up with emerging technology and the threats that come with that?
Sure. I think, of course, we all understand and notice that the cyber criminals today are getting more and more complicated,
yeah,
and much more well-funded compared to a decade ago. And you will see a lot more new threats, you know, keep coming up.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the key challenges that we have is to continue, you know, monitor those new threats to actually always to ensure, you know, our solution is actually ready to defend against those new threats. So that's why we have dedicated, you know, research engineer that who have to actually always monitor, you know, on the trends and also the market news and, of course, the latest technology, etc. And the other challenge, key challenge that I will see now, of course, is I believe it's common in every single business, competition. And we started seeing actually a lot of those, I mean, global players, you know, started to be to become more aggressive in the regions. And I see that as a positive motivation, all right, because everybody's seeing Southeast Asia as a promising economy zone that actually they wanted to penetrate. And of course, to Securemetrics, we are here and we will continue to innovate and to, of course, to expand to become, you know, the leading provider in the region. So the next area that eventually we probably move on is actually to further productize our solution to enable, you know, more channel partners, okay, of us who are not only able to sell our solution and eventually capable to implement and support our solution. So in the longer run, I would say we actually slowly trying to position Securemetrics as a technology vendor that we are trying to build more product and try to expand the channel networks to eventually scale up the business further.
Do you ever find it difficult to stay ahead of the game?
Yeah, getting older. Yeah, so so sometimes I really feel that my brain cannot function as good as those youngsters like you, you know.
That's sweet. Thank you. All right. What about nightmare stories? You've been part of the security scene for more than a decade. What would you say have been like the nightmare stories, the most unexpected challenges you've come across when it comes to digital security?
I will definitely say talents. All right. I still remember a few years back, you know, I have close friends. My CBDO, who actually have been hijacked by one of our bank prospect, actually.
So, ouch, okay.
Oh, that was really quite a shock news to me. And but yet, I think, to like many other businesses, okay, or many other bosses as well, we just have to carry on. And I think the key things... one of the important areas, I would say, is actually to develop an effective talent management strategy, you know, in IT company like us. That's why early this year, Securemetrics have actually set up, you know, we call a talent management team by getting in a very experienced talent managers who start actually helping, you know, the management, the company to pursue, you know, effective talent management strategy and, yeah, tactic.
Okay. You know, you were just a couple of minutes ago talking about MDEC and their GAIN program.
Yeah.
How long have you been working with MDEC on this program?
Well, I can't really recall exact date when, but I, Securemetrics, when we first... started in 2007, we have already registered as an MSC status company. And since then, in fact, Securemetrics have been working very closely with MDEC. In fact, in the early years, before MDEC introduced the GAIN programs, We have already been receiving support, you know, from MDEC, especially on supporting some of our conferences that we organize ourselves. And when they actually started GAINS program, of course, Sigmentary have been one of the active participants, you know, in the regions that we are in as well. What I see, the great thing here, like I say, of course, we can, through, you know, MDEC as the government agency, to reach out, you know, to some market or contacts that actually sometimes is not so easy to be reached out by us. So by joining them, we see is it actually giving us a quite a good, you know, platform to expand our market reach. And of course, next looking forward is of is perhaps to leverage on MDEC GAIN to gain more visibility. You know, that's why I'm here today.
Yeah. And what other countries do you have a presence in right now?
Okay, we have overseas branches into Jakarta, Indonesia, Manila in Philippines, Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, and Singapore.
Right, yeah. And are you looking to expand further in the region or maybe out of Southeast Asia?
Not at this point, present time. I think right now what we are trying to focus is basically to maximize, okay, to strengthen those countries that we are already actively in, perhaps to further expand the team or even with the consideration of setting up additional province offices, you know, within that country before we actually wanted to further expand, you know, our local presence into others' country. But that will happen one day, I believe. Yeah.
All right. And you were mentioning earlier about increasing the products, the amount of products that Securemetric can provide, that is a future goal. Yeah. But what would you say is Securemetric's focus moving forward?
Securemetric core focus will be still very much into securing digital economy transformation, especially within Southeast Asia regions. We want to actually ensure Securemetric will be playing an important role, you know, in this area. And in view with the digital economic transformation, we will strongly focus into securing applications, securing digital identity, and securing online transaction. Because we believe if we continue to do what we are doing well now, we will become the market leader one day.
And I wish you all the best. I've been speaking with Edward Law, the co-founder and CEO of Securemetric Technology. Edward, if our listeners out there would like more information on Securemetric, maybe you can send them to your website.
Sure. Please go to www.securemetric.com.
All right. For more information on the MDEC GAIN program, like Edward was talking about earlier, head on over to their website, www.mdec.my/gain. Going Global is brought to you by the MDEC GAIN program, Building Global Tech Champions. This is Audrey Raj for Going Global on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.